Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What is he saying?
So a lot of things went wrong in this crash, unfortunately. This was an Apple employee who was playing a game on his company-issued iPhone. So if there's not some irony there, then I don't know where the irony is. He crashed into a concrete highway divider where there had been a previous crash, and a protective barrier was not there at that time. And on top of it, he was using Tesla's autopilot technology, allowing the car to essentially drive himself, and that presumably may have given him some comfort to take his focus off the wheel and focus on his phone. Now, the NTSB, the chair of the NTSB, Robert Sumwalt, said in an opening statement about this investigation that they have been warning tech companies like Apple to put safeguards in to prevent distracted driving when it comes to their phones for many, many years now, and that companies have been ignoring these warnings, not just Apple, but also Tesla. And it's certainly, obviously, a devastating reminder of what can go wrong when technology gets in the way.
But why would Apple be any more responsible than, say, my company, which issues cell phones to some of us when, you know, it's on us to not use them while we're driving?
That's certainly a good point. Apple has responded saying they don't have a specific policy on distracted driving, but they certainly expect their employees to follow the law, as everyone should. But Apple is in a unique position to put safeguards on its own iPhone. So, for example, they've added, they've been cracking down on screen time, giving users the ability to monitor their own screens. Presumably, they could find ways to limit what phones are capable of doing while driving. It might be difficult to identify, is this a passenger, is this a driver, is this just a child using an iPhone or an iPad in the back seat? They do have those distracted driving text messages where you might have texted someone recently and you get a message back saying, I'm driving, I can't respond right now. The NTSB might argue that Apple could expand a policy like that to make it more widely used and perhaps, you know, available in a situation like this.
Okay, so Tesla has repeatedly said that its cars aren't meant to fully drive themselves, but it's called autopilot, this feature. So why the mixed messaging?
Right, and there's actually two camps in the self-driving car community. There are folks in one camp who believe that it's either all or nothing. Either the driver is not involved at all and the technology should be good enough for that, because it can be difficult to find that middle ground. You know, if a driver takes his focus off the wheel because he thinks the car can drive itself, but it's not, you know, meant to be completely self-driving, that can be confusing. And there are others in Tesla's camp, for example, that believe that you can have it both ways, that if the technology is there to allow self-driving to a certain extent, we should take advantage of that, but humans need to oversee that technology. It's actually evolved as kind of a dichotomy between Tesla and Google / Alphabet. You know, their self-driving car unit Waymo is attacking the latter strategy They believe that self-driving technology should be fully self-driving, that you shouldn't need to have humans involved at all, and they will only debut cars that are actually ready to do that.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.